Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. You know, I've been reading over the book of my guest. It's just literally right off the press, and it's an unusual title. It's called Saved by Angels. And my guest's name is Bruce Fanata. I'm speaking to him at his home in Rudolph, Wisconsin, just outside of Madison. And it's an unusual title, and I kind of questioned it when I saw the title. But as I read the book, the effect that it had on me is it made me sharper in hearing God's voice. It made me take a little leap from where I was to understand the supernatural realm even better. And I'm wondering, Bruce, are you finding that others are having this effect when they read your book, Saved by Angels?
Yes, that is exactly what we're hearing. Receiving emails, phone calls, have people stopping me here and locally in town, and with tears in their eyes saying that, you know, there's things, questions that they had, and about their faith that they had just never talked about or brought up, and that the Lord is just using this book as a tool to reach in their life and to show them that He wants a personal, intimate relationship with them, specifically with them, that touches every area of their life from waking to sleeping.
Well, you know, I'm thinking of the scripture. Jesus said, and it's true, "My sheep hear my voice." And I have to tell you, when I read that, I think in terms of being directed 24/7 with an audible voice from God. And I don't think I'm alone. And I think that's where I've been messed up for many years. I'm waiting for the spectacular, as a man that's in heaven now used to say. I'm waiting for the spectacular and missing the supernatural.
Yeah, you know, Jesus said, John 8:47, "He who belongs to God hears what God says." And like you said, you know, a lot of times people are looking for the thunderbolts and the lightning, and they're looking for that supernatural stuff, and so they miss out when God is whispering. Then we look at Scripture as a whole, and we look back into the Old Testament, and we see the prophet Elijah. You know, the Lord didn't speak to him in the wind, and He didn't speak to him in the fire, and He didn't speak to him in the earthquake. He spoke to him in that gentle whisper. And that's what we should be looking for today. And, you know, if you ask somebody the question, what does a gentle whisper sound like? You know, wouldn't it be fair to say that that's that thought that pops into your mind, that just comes into your mind? And that's the way, typically, I would say that the Holy Spirit speaks to us. But we oftentimes do miss it because we are looking for something spectacular.
And that's it. It's we can have a thought, and we can dismiss it as our thought when it's really God's thought. And why should we dismiss it if we belong to God, if Jesus is inside of us, the Holy Spirit of God is inside of us? Like we had a going away party for one of our staff members last night, and I had the thought, because it was a surprise and she was coming in, I had the thought, wouldn't it be neat if everyone stands up, because we had a lot of people there, I don't know, 30, 40 people there, if everyone stands up and applauds when she comes in, it'll be something she'll never forget. So I'm looking around for the woman that's in charge of the function, and I can't find her. And as I'm looking, the woman says, she stands up and says, "Let's everyone stand up when this person comes in and applaud." And it was like, I don't need to have that kind of confirmation, but yet I guess my human side needs it. But it was so, you know, in light of reading your book and being more attuned to the voice of God as a result of the anointing on your book, it was very exciting to me. I mean, it wasn't someone being healed of cancer, but it was just as exciting because I heard God's voice.
That's right. That's validation. I love that when that happens, too. You know, you can be in a prayer meeting or somewhere and you get that little thought. You know, we could even say a voice, whisper, or whatever you feel comfortable with. And that comes across your mind. And if you take the chance, you know, if you put your pride aside and take the chance and say, you know what, I think...
Is that what it is, pride?
I think a lot of times it comes down to that because we don't want to seem foolish. We don't want to sound presumptuous. We don't want to make a spectacle, and so, you know, we don't want to be wrong. But when we put that stuff aside and just try and concentrate on the Lord and what He's telling us, and something comes to your mind, and you feel comfortable enough to say, you know, I think the Lord might be saying this to me or just said this to me, it is such a great feeling when somebody else goes, oh, I just heard the same thing. And then what's really great is when it's even an exact wording, you know, when it's the same words, just as your example from last night.
Right. Let me take you back. This was a very dark period of your life. When you were a child, you were molested, abused.
Yeah.
Explain.
Well, my parents both worked out of the house. My father was an over-the-road truck driver. My mom worked out of the house, too. And so there was a family that I often had to stay with. And this family was a husband and a wife with a son and a daughter. And they molested their children. And, you know, they would get drunk and perform sexual acts with each other. And then the kids would get involved. And it was just, you know, really bad, a bad situation. So at that time in my life, I can only remember being to church one time ever as a small child. And it was a weekend that my grandpa and grandma were babysitting me. And because they were babysitting me, I went to church with them, to some little tiny small country church out in the middle of nowhere. And the man that weekend that was in charge of the Sunday school told the children, the three or four of us that were there, that about the story where Jesus is hugging the little children and blessing the children, and the disciples get angry and try and chase the parents and the children away. And Jesus rebukes the disciples and says, you know, no, let them come to me. And the man, the Sunday school teacher, said that the reason this was an important story was so that we understood that Jesus loved us and that He would answer our prayers. And so fast forward 5 or 6 months, I'm being molested over the period of roughly a year probably, and never told, you know, never told my parents what was going on. And when you look up, like, molest in the dictionary, it talks about stealing innocence. And at 5 years old, I've got four small children, and they're all a little bit older than that now, but at 5 years old, you can confuse and manipulate a child. And so that's what had happened. And so this stuff was going on. I was manipulated into not telling what was going on. And finally, some things happened that my mom realized, you know, something's going on here. She asks me, I told her. My dad, as I said, was an over-the-road truck driver, so he was going to come home on this weekend. And so he came home, and my mom was worried about telling my dad a little bit how he might accept it or take it because of some of the things that had happened. And so as I'm listening to this conversation unfold out in the kitchen, I was in a bedroom that was just off of the kitchen. The bedroom door went off of this kitchen. And so I'm laying on top of a bed in the dark, listening to my mother and father talk. And it was getting later, and they had actually been drinking. And so the conversation kind of spun out of control. And like I said, my parents couldn't understand why I hadn't told sooner, you know, why it didn't come out
right
sooner. And they were worried about my future, worried about what I was going to turn into.
And you're hearing all of this. This has to have a devastating effect on you.
Exactly, exactly. And so as I was listening to it, I kept feeling actually worse because, and I'm sure, in defense of my parents, I am sure that they did not realize I was listening to what was going on, but I was. And I just kept feeling darker and more guilty and dirty. I just felt really dirty. And so as I'm listening to this all happen, this thought, okay, this little whisper comes into my head. And at that time, obviously, I didn't know it, but now I can say clearly it must have been the Holy Spirit. And Jesus says in John that the Holy Spirit, one of His jobs is to remind us of things. And so the Holy Spirit reminds me, this little thought just pops in my head, and I remember what the Sunday school teacher said about Jesus loving little children and answering prayers. And so as a five-year-old, all I wanted was to be is comforted. And the best way that I could think of to be comforted, and, you know, if you can remember being a child, or if you can think of the way your children, if a person is listening to this today, has children, you know, when one of your children fall down and hurt themselves, you know, what do they want? Or if they feel bad or they cry, what do they want? They just want held and comforted. And so that's what I prayed for. I just prayed, you know, in my doubting Thomas personality that I have, I just pray, Jesus, if you're real, you know, if what that man said was real, Jesus, I want you to come and hug me right now. Just hug me and hold me.
Bruce, when I'm listening to you, I hear Grace Williams singing, Never Let Go. Okay, tell me that story.
And so, at the second that those words left my mouth, you know, it just, that dark room lit up. I mean, instantaneously lit up. And I felt arms wrapped around me tightly, just holding me and comforting me. And it was incredible because it was a physical sensation. I mean, I physically felt the arms wrapped around me, but yet it was also emotional on the inside. I was held inside and out. In fact, I try and describe it, but it's so hard to describe to people. It was like being dipped, I say, in like liquid love, because it covered every inch of my body from head to toe, and it was warm, and it was glorious, and it was just liquid love. It just dripped off of me, and I just instantly could no longer hear the conversation of my parents. Instant peace, just peace. You know, that's, I guess, the best way to describe it. Instant peace, and just the most powerful feeling of love that you can possibly imagine. And I fell asleep in Jesus' arms, just like that. I fell asleep. And the next morning, I woke up, laying on top of my bed, still dressed, just as I was the night before. And I pondered, okay, what happened? I prayed, that happened, and even as a five-year-old, it was completely obvious to me that a huge miracle had happened. I mean, this was a miracle. I prayed, God answered in a huge way. And, you know, the sad part about the story is that I never told one single person what happened for over 20 years. I kept that to myself for over 20 years. Never did I tell.
I'll tell you what, we're out of time, but you received gifts of the Holy Spirit as a five-year-old.
Yes.
When that liquid love just descended on you. I'm going to tell you something, Mishpocha. His book, Saved by Angels, there's a supernatural quality that will allow you to have confidence you're hearing God's voice like you never have before. We're making it available for a donation of $25. Order today, Saved by Angels. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpocha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.